Hello, and welcome again to Catholic Answers Focus. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and today I expect to be barely getting a word in edgewise because I'm talking to one of the best talkers in radio. He is a part of a team, Terry and Jesse. If you haven't heard the Terry and Jesse show, or if you haven't heard Terry and Jesse speak out in public, you have missed a vibrant, exciting, and super motivating expression of the gospel. You just want to get out and share the good news when you hear these two guys. We've got Terry Barber with us today. Terry, how are you?
I'm blessed, Si. How about yourself?
Are you by any chance too blessed to be stressed?
And too anointed to be disappointed. You're absolutely. We say that all the time on Catholic radio. Yes. Good to hear from you, brother.
I'm so happy I get to talk with you today, Terry, because one of the things about you is you've been there since the beginning, and there are a few people that you meet that were there in the very dawn of this Catholic radio kind of explosion that has happened.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How did you first get connected with Catholic radio?
Well, I got excited about Catholic radio because I got converted through Bishop Fulton J. Sheen's cassette tapes back in the 70s. And I said to myself at Bishop Sheen's funeral back in December of 1979 that this man needs to go back on radio and television. And so I have his Life is Worth Living cassette tapes. So I put them on to recordings and I started buying airtime in Southern California on a Protestant station. And believe it or not, we were putting Bishop Sheen on the air and wonderful things happened. The very first day, a gentleman called and said, "I want to go to confession. Can you help me?" And
wow.
I said, back in 1985, if that's the only person that's helped through Catholic radio, all of the sacrifices were well worth it. Now, move the time up. We only had five Catholic stations when I first got involved with Catholic radio. Now there's, 400? Thanks be to God. So I've been excited. I've worked with EWTN for many, many years. I've worked with Immaculate Heart Radio for many years. And then when the Relevant Radio took over Immaculate Heart Radio, believe it or not, they let go of Catholic Answers. They let go of Mother Miriam and the Terry and Jesse show. And we said, well, Si, should we just roll over and play dead? We're done. I'm 60 years old. I've been doing this for 39 years. No, start another radio network, Si. So what we did is we started Virgin Most Powerful Radio, and we're carrying Catholic Answers, Mother Miriam, and many other programming. So that's pretty much my history. I've been involved with raising money for Catholic stations like the one in Southern California, KHJ. We were able to raise millions of dollars for Immaculate Heart Radio, and now it's broadcasting Catholic radio 24/7.
I can remember, Terry, when you came. I worked for Immaculate Heart Radio.
Yeah, I remember those days.
And then you came up to Sacramento to talk with us all and have lunch. And, you know, I'm going to – this may shock you, but you seemed on fire for the gospel that day.
You think?
And so – KHJ is a huge radio station.
Yeah.
It's just such a blessing from God that's a Catholic radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And you and Doug Sherman and a bunch of folks at Immaculate Heart Radio worked to get that. I remember Joseph Nesta. You know Joseph.
Joseph's a good man.
A great man, yeah. And he did so much.
That's right.
But not too long after that, Immaculate Heart Radio and Relevant Radio merged.
That's right. They merged and we were all excited about it. And I'll be honest with you, my excitement wavered because once, about 90 days into the merger, they started taking out good programming like Catholic Answers and Mother Miriam and then us and started having a whole different approach. And, you know, they're entitled to it. They own the station. I'm not in management. I'm in sales. So I just, said, okay, fine. That's what they want to do. They're entitled to do that. But I think personally, there were some mistakes made in the sense of programming, like the Catholic Answers program. And so we just decided that let's start our own network. And we had so many people. We had thousands of emails saying to us, we want to hear you guys. And so, within 7 days, we were back on the air after got taken off. That was a miracle, Si.
It was a miracle, Terry. But you have a lot of miracles. And some of those miracles, your nature seems to cooperate with grace, Terry. You're a natural of sales and enthusiasm and getting stuff done.
Well, Si, I got to tell you, God has worked powerfully with this bald-headed old man. With St. Joseph Communications, I've turned that over to Five Stones. Lighthouse Catholic Media is now part of the Augustine Institute. I seem to start things and then walk away. And I think that's my charism. as starting something, and then when I walk away, it seems to grow better. So I imagine there'll be a day when Virgin Most Powerful Radio will do a whole lot better without me. And, you know, I'm okay with that because I think that's what God's plan is to do that. And I got to tell you this, the programming that we're putting on, for example, we have three policemen that are on fire for the Catholic faith. And I might add Catholic Answers had a lot to do with their formation. Oh. Jesse Romero, Ruben Nevada, and Eddie Chavez are going to start in September doing Jesus 911. And what they're going to do is talk about their Catholic faith as policemen in Southern California.
Wow.
And it's amazing. Then I have Matt Arnold, who's the voice of Lighthouse Catholic Media. You've interviewed him many times.
Yeah.
And Matthew's doing a show called The Happiness Hour. And, oh, we've already had people convert back to the Catholic faith just because of his show, and he's only been on 60 days. And then Dr. Ed Mazza, who you've had on Catholic Answers many times, he's now doing a show called The Bar of History. And what's so good about this is that we're trying to help people fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. And I have to say this, and I'll let you take a breath here. Si, you're just talking too much. Here's my point. We network with groups like Catholic Answers. Probably not a show goes by without telling somebody, go to Catholic Answers.
Yeah.
Because you need to get this information. We are going to be doing a show called How to Share Your Faith with Anyone. We're going to call people and say, what are you doing to help Holy Mother, the Church, to spread the gospel? And then I'm going to use the principles I've used for 40 years in helping people become better evangelists in the Catholic Church today. And that means collaborating with the St. Paul evangelist, all these different groups we want to profile, because we know if we can help somebody fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the Church, then that's going to benefit everyone.
And now, so Virgin Most Powerful Radio,
yes.
I get there by going to terryandjesse.com, but,
yes.
But that's not the only way.
No, what's going to happen is the 1st of August, we have our new website called virginmostpowerfulradio.com and .org. We have them both. We're a nonprofit organization, and we are going to have a new website. We're having our new app coming out because we need to upgrade things. People are donating. We have two new studios. As I look out, two brand new studios being built that, you know, tens of thousands of dollars are being invested in Virgin Most Powerful, because we want to be around for years, and we're planning to have more live programming that will inspire our listeners to know Jesus Christ better, and not only know him, but to share that faith with others. Because I tell you, the church needs more evangelists today.
It does indeed. That's exciting. Two new studios,
yep.
Terry. It seems like we got caught up in a time where, you know, a little bit of growing pains in Catholic radio.
Yeah, I hear you.
But let me just ask you about this.
Ask me, brother.
How do you do this? Because obviously you don't like getting thrown off a network, especially
no.
when you're doing great work.
Yeah.
But that does happen in radio. That's what happens. Yeah. But how do you not turn around and kind of be bitter about it, but you just turn it in, like within 7 days of that, you just turn it into something positive.
Yeah, I have to tell you, it's a grace from God, because most people were so angry and wanted me to lash out. And I said, no, this was the permissive will of God. God permitted this for a greater good.
Yeah.
And I see the greater good happening in front of me. I had a guy yesterday, Si, he just called me and said, Terry, you know, I was listening to you on Relevant Radio. I love it. You know, we're in a cultural war. And then they take the commandos out. You and Jesse were the commandos.
Right.
I laughed at him. He says, that wasn't the right thing to do. And then I just found out you're back on the air. I am so happy to support you. And obviously, you know, he supported us financially and also with his prayers. But you see, people see us as, you know, no-nonsense Catholicism. We're not right versus left. We're right versus wrong. And so we are just kind of like Joe Sixpack, sharing the faith, and men especially relate to us because we are men and we have high testosterone levels and we're not afraid to speak the truth and share and charity. So that's why I think I didn't get upset, because I saw it as an opportunity.
Wow, Terry, and you're right about the man thing. That's what I've always thought about. You get men callers at probably a higher rate than other Catholic radio program, and you speak to men. You have a very well, Terry. You're kind of you have all that just unabashed enthusiasm for the gospel, and Jesse will smack you in the face with the gospel.
Yeah. Jesse's a cop, former cop. I was a former professional umpire. I've got a background in sales, and I just basically applied my sales techniques into evangelization. And because Fulton Sheen has me excited about the Catholic faith, especially with the Eucharist, I make a daily holy hour. In my opinion, that's the key to success in evangelization, staying close to Christ.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing.
And when you approach Catholic Answers, like, how did you negotiate to get to be able to get Catholic Answers live on there? Okay. Was that a difficult negotiation?
You know what's so funny? Yeah, they're really tough to work with. I called up your president, and he says, "Terry, I'm so happy you're doing what you're doing. We actually thought about something like this, but you know, since you're doing it, whatever we can do to help you, we'll get you our programming. We'll put you on our radio shows to promote what you're doing. We think what you guys are doing is so important in the church." And I wish I could say everybody had that attitude that Catholic Answers has, but not so. But so I've been working with Catholic Answers since 1985 when Carl Keating, are you ready? No one's ever told this story, so is it okay to tell it now?
Please, I'm yes.
All right. Well, Carl Keating was an attorney. I saw his little brochures, and I called him, and I said, I want to meet with you because I want to promote Catholic Answers. So he drove out, and you guys, picture Carl Keating in a B-10 Datsun. These are 1985, coming in a pair of Levi's with a white T-shirt. That's not the Carl Keating everybody knows. But he comes to my house. My father's in a wheelchair. I'm in the front yard pushing him. And I said, Carl, my name's Terry Barber. He looked at me and said, really? And I said, yeah. So come on, and we'll talk with my dad about what we can do to help you. I had already got my mailing list going with, you know, tens of thousands of people. I gave it to Carl Keating and said, Carl, I want to promote Catholic Answers. You guys are doing great work. Let's do work together in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen. And that's how I met Carl Keating. And that's how I've been working with Carl with the Catholic Answers ever since. And whenever Catholic Answers ask me for something, the answer is always yes. Or if they say jump, I ask how high.
In that spirit, can I borrow $50?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate it. So what do you think about, it does seem like we're aware of this. I mean, that's why we do this podcast. It seems that things are moving. There are new media opportunities opening up. So how much do you think about that, and what do you think the future holds?
Well, I think it's fantastic because I know we've got about 3,500 people in France listening to us and about 3,800 people in Germany. Just because they're on our app, people all over the world are listening. And so what's happening now, and this is just my take, I could be all wet on this, but if we're not using the internet to promote the Catholic faith, we're way behind the times. And so I see the future doing what we're doing right now with apps and what you're doing with your podcast, because I'm telling you, so many people now have access to this information. You know, it's remarkable the results that are coming in from people who never even walked into a Catholic church, but they read themselves into the church.
Yeah, and now they can listen themselves into the Catholic church.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. So so you got the two new studios coming online.
Yep, that's right.
And so you've got new shows in the pipeline. You're planning to be, what, just programming 24 hours a day?
Yeah, 24 hours a day. What we plan to do is we'll put some of our Bishop Sheen's Life is Worth Living on each day, and also Scott Hahn. As you know, St. Joseph Communications is the one who put Scott Hahn on the map with his conversion story. And, we have hundreds and hundreds of hours of Scott Hahn material. And so we're going to put a lot of programming, Father Bill Casey, a lot of the old shows that EWTN had taken and put on television and on radio. We're going to also use our programming for that to try and inspire people. And as we go along, more new live radio shows. Gary Machuda, he's going to be starting soon also. So we're just wanting to, anybody that we know that can share the gospel in a compelling way and knows the faith, we want to partner with them, just like Catholic Answers. You guys are to me, the top of the food chain when it comes to apologetics and evangelization, and that's why we want to partner with you.
Do you think about young people? Because they're on the internet. I don't think that they're – I mean, for many young people, their habit for listening is they have these services, you know, where they –
You're right.
I don't know. They – like Spotify or whatever. I'm not really – up on them. But so what about messaging for them then? Because I think a lot of people will say, well, if you want to reach these young people, these millennials and, and younger than millennials now, you probably should, you know, water it down a bit and all that kind of thing. I don't think that's going to happen with Terry and Jesse.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing that got us in trouble. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Is we would quote St. Thomas Aquinas on Islam. And I know you guys would do that too. I mean, you can't. They would tell us you can't do that because you might offend somebody. And you see, I think what's happened in our culture, and sometimes it gets into the church, is that we're so afraid to offend individuals, but we're not afraid to offend Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, I said it. And what I mean by that, Cy, is we have to tell the truth in charity. And sometimes telling somebody, like, for example, you guys do a great job with the issue of homosexuality. You love them with the truth of the gospel. Now, you don't beat them over the head and say, you're going to hell. No, we love them with the truth. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so it's just important not to compromise the Catholic faith because of political correctness. And I see that that's a big danger. Now, Catholic Answers doesn't do that, but I see it as a danger in our church to not be, straightforward. And I see cardinals like Cardinal Arenzi telling it like it is, and Archbishop Schneider, Athanasius Schneider, and Cardinal Burke, and they're telling it like it is. And our Pope Francis just said it clear that a family is not two homosexual men or two lesbian women. It's a man and a woman. For him to say that in our culture takes guts. And I think that's what we need to do today is to speak the truth in charity.
And don't you get the feeling sometimes, Terry, that a young person that finds it is actually going to be grabbed by it more than if you just kind of, well, ease them into it. Just tell them the truth about Jesus.
Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I got another call from a 40-year-old man in Huntington Beach. He's one of these weightlifting trainers. He's training a young man that's age 20. He tells the young man that, hey, my wife and I are just expecting our third child. And the 20-year-old says, well, my girlfriend and I, we just got pregnant, but we're going to go have an abortion. The guy calls me and says, you know what, Terry? You guys got me so motivated. I said to myself, what would Terry and Jesse do? Well, I did what I thought you guys would do, talk to the both of them. I made an appointment to meet his girlfriend and him, and I told him about adoption, that's life in their womb. Don't kill it. Give it to somebody who will love your baby. And guess what? That's what they did.
Praise God.
Any good we do comes from God, and we thank him for it. But you see, when you get people motivated to do the right thing, they will do it. The challenge is we're not encouraging people to be proactive and share that gospel. Many times we're being told, well, that's their decision. Leave it. That's who am I to judge them?
Right.
No, you're not judging. You're sharing the good news to say there's life inside of that woman's womb. And I would encourage you to realize that. Let me show you the evidence. And I would encourage you to do the right thing and give that baby up if you don't want that baby. And that's what he did.
And that's the story of Catholic Radio a million times over. I mean, you're one of the pioneers, but, you know, we think of Mother Angelica. And I mentioned Doug Sherman, who's just a hero in the whole story. And all these folks. And the thing is that it just needs to be there. It doesn't have to be on every station. It needs to be there where someone can find it, and then when they do, it's life transforming.
I'm going to give a quick story about Doug Sherman because you love him. His wife Janet used to go to our family conferences in Southern California when Doug was a Protestant. He was a Presbyterian, and she kept getting Scott Hahn cassette tapes from me to have her husband listen to these cassette tapes. Well, that was instrumental in Doug Sherman becoming a Catholic. Well, Doug Sherman is the founder of Immaculate Heart Radio. Do you see how the links of the chain happened?
Yeah.
And now, you know, look at all these 33 stations that Immaculate Heart now is with Relevant. They're proclaiming the gospel through Relevant Radio's programming. And you see, this is why it's so important to share that gospel. We don't know 30, 40 years ago what we're going to be, hopefully, to our eternal reward. But the fruit that Catholic Answers is doing right now is out of this world.
Yeah, we hope, Terry. But there's good reason to hope when we really get to see the results with Catholic Radio, and it's very exciting.
I am, and I'm just honored to be here with you, Cy. I've been working, you know, conferences with you at the Religious Ed Congress. I've been at conferences for Catholic Radio. And I just want to say that Catholic Answers was blessed when you became full-time employee with them doing these shows, because I've been listening over the years, and you're just getting better and better. And that's Now, that's not stroking you. That's just the facts, because I'm not a stroker. I give people the facts. And the facts are, you're doing a great job, and I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing over at Catholic Answers.
Thank you very much, Terry. That means so much to me. It really genuinely does.
Oh.
And thank you for running our programming.
Our pleasure.
Give them all the information.
Okay.
About, if
well,
they want to know
time,
about you, Virgin Most yeah. Powerful Radio.
The easiest thing is just go to www.catholicrc.org. That's the underwriting company that supports Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Or call us at 877-526-2151. And I want to leave you on one note. People can call me 24/7. When they call that 877 number, I'm the only knucklehead who will pick up the phone at 2 in the morning and say, hello, this is Terry. How can I help you?
Yeah.
And twice last year, two people were going to commit suicide. They called, and we were able to intervene. Here's my point. God has given me a lot of energy, Cy, and I will continue to fight the good fight until it's all over. But I just want to encourage people to spread the faith, because the church is hemorrhaging right now. And I'll just be honest with you. What do I mean by hemorrhaging? Look at all the closing of the churches. Only 20% of the Catholics even show up for Sunday Mass. You know, Bishop Robert Barron said, a church that's not precise with its teachings is the corrupt church. Many times we're not hearing precise teachings. We need a reform. I'm sorry, we do. And and you know what's reforming the Catholic faith right now? What Bishop Sheen said, the laity. Like you, Cy. So keep up the good work, brother.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you took the time to talk with us, Terry. It's always exciting for me to get to talk with you. I really appreciate it. Find out about Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Look, you won't be sorry that you did.
Thanks.
Terry Barber has been our guest. Terry, thanks. Let's do it again sometime.
You got it, partner. God love you. And full sheen ahead.
That's right. Full sheen ahead.
All right.
Too blessed to be stressed. Yeah. And thank you so much to our listeners of Catholic Answers Focus. Don't forget to share with folks. Maybe you're a member of Radio Club. Share with them that you're a member of Radio Club, and we'd like to grow that Radio Club. Yeah. So let them know about it. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Answers Focus. We'll